I don't know if you saved the best to last, but all I know is the mind can secure only what the end can endure. And I know you folks have been here, and I know it's a late hour, but I know that God has a message tonight. I'm going to be brief. There has never been a bad short message. Somebody say amen. And if you listen real fast, you'll be home before midnight. Open your Bibles, if you will, please, to John's Gospel chapter 15, and let's begin in verse 1. John's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 1. I am a blessed man. I have my wife in the service tonight. Some of you didn't even know I was married. No, Shirley, it's 38 years we've been married, and I would have no ministry, zero, without that lady. And Chickasha, Oklahoma is a blessed church family. Bible Baptist Church is blessed because of the ministry that Shirley has had there among every single person in that church. And I want to give her a hand tonight. Amen. Thank you. What a blessing. My part in this is tonight to bring forward a message on promoting God's vision for world missions. I guess I might be good at promoting. I don't know. I'm going to try my best tonight to promote the reason. And the word promote means to further the progress of something, especially a cause, venture, or aim, and to support actively or to encourage enthusiastically. Promote. Do we have anything to promote? Do we have a cause to promote? Do we have a reason to tell the world the greatest news they can hear? Let's all together, I know you're at John 15, but let's all together quote the most familiar verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hello, everlasting life. I want you to just ponder the thought, you're going to spend all of eternity with me. What do you think about that, Brother Barber? I was going to preach on the keys of the kingdom tonight, but I'll pass up. I don't know. I'll never get to see that cabin in Colorado. Wow. You're my friend tonight. Let's rehearse together God's word and give just real keen attention tonight to these words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth what? More fruit. Jesus said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, everybody say it, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. And then look at the words of our Lord. For without me, ye can do nothing. Father, in Jesus' name, I am very privileged tonight to stand before this wonderful people. The Lord, we're just on our way to heaven together. There could be somebody in this room who's never been saved. And tonight could be the best getting ready time for any person in this room. You've provided everything. There's nothing lacking. Everything's taken care of and paid for. Lord, so tonight we want to promote what you have given to this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, if you'll notice four things, notice in verse 2 where Jesus said, there's the possibility of no fruit, fruitless life. But then he says, every branch in me that, he says, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. There's the possibility of no fruit, but then there's the expectation of fruit. So my question tonight is, are you bearing fruit? Are you a fruitful person for the Lord? Is his investment in you paying off? I mean, it's just a matter of a little bit of time, and we're going to be in heaven. It's just a little bit of time, and this is all going to be over with. I cannot believe, Brother Mike Patterson, that I actually was in Mexico in 1978 with Gene Wilson. First time I got around you. You came to Bible Baptist Church. Dr. McCoy came to Bible Baptist Church when I was an associate pastor, a very quiet, mild-mannered young man. Time. My goodness, it just went by so quick. Some of you are not aware, I do not pastor Bible Baptist Church any longer. I quit that years ago. I started pestering. I like pestering. It's a lot more fun. I don't know if you ought to try that, but I'm telling you right now, I've been there 33 years, and I'm having more. It's just so much fun. We've got Brother Brad Parr over here. He's a member of what I consider to be the greatest church in America. Greatest people on the planet. Chickasha, Oklahoma, the cultural, intellectual, and spiritual center of the universe. I do not know why you have not been there yet. Home of the Chickasha Fighting Chicks. But I'm going to tell you right now, God's been blessing. There's been some fruit produced there. Nothing about O'Kim Hayes. We're just workers in the vineyard. We're just trying to make a hand there in Chickasha. But God's doing the work. I agree with Brother Mike. It's just almost unbelievable what we get to be a part of, and then when God works, it's just amazing. Worth Baptist right here. Brother Weaver, Brother Barber sitting here. I mean, you men have put your life into this work, and you ladies and gentlemen that are here that are members of Worth, what a great lighthouse in this community and around the world. But we're all partnering together that we might bear fruit for the Lord. Now, I like what he says. The Lord says that he's going to purge the branch. We can't do anything without the Lord. There cannot be one thing accomplished without the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one thing. Can't be done. Anything done in the flesh is just, it's not anything. But man, when God gets involved, it's an amazing thing to be seen. I've been on the side of no fruit. My high school years. My testimony is I saved when I was 11, but Bible Baptist Church, 11 years of age, but my high school years were a big zero. That's to my shame and to my regret. I can't ever relive it. It's gone. But that time, I cannot reclaim it. I just have to. But at 18 years of age, Shirley and I was 18, she was 16. We dedicated our lives to the Lord. Did that 180, finally sunk in. God got a, got my attention. Nobody had I just remember the still small voice of God in my heart saying this to me at 18 years of age: serve me or come home early. Didn't know what that meant, but I knew it was God. I had been involved in an accident that not one scratch on five teenagers. It could have claimed everybody's life that night. I knew God was speaking to my heart. My life changed and my life turned around and did that 180, and I went to, Shirley and I, we went to church the first Sunday of January of 1975. And I began to be a witness. The first thing I did after being on my knees at Bible Baptist Church on Sunday morning, Thursday night men's visitation. Of course, we went on Wednesday night and I heard about visitation. I didn't know what it was. One man went with me and talked to me, guided me, helped me. I was green as a gourd and just young in the, I just literally just, but from that moment till now, it's all been just a process of bearing fruit. I don't know when the Lord's going to do the next big thing. I don't know. I want to be that much fruit that he talks about. Much fruit. Bible Baptist Church is poised for much fruit. To God be the glory. I love it. I love it. I got a phone call last Monday, and I'm going to close. Got a phone call last Monday, a week ago, from a young man, 27 years old. I've known him for, he does sprinkler work around the Chickasha area. And he called me for because he's having trouble in his home. I went to his home. It was on a Monday morning. He's a firefighter. And on the side, he works sprinkler business. His name's Ryan, and I said, Ryan. He talked to me about all of his problems in life, but he was empty. I said, Ryan, if you died right now, do you have the assurance in your soul you'd be in heaven? He said, I sure don't. I said, could I take a few minutes of your life and just show you what you need to do? He said, you can. Just did the very same thing we all do. Broke the bread. God did the rest. Baptized Ryan and four others this last Sunday morning at Bible Baptist Church. And that's God. Everybody, every pastor, this church, everybody, what are we involved in? Bearing fruit for him. It's all fun, isn't it? Are you producing? Have you got a heart for it? Are you really promoting? What are we going to promote? We're going to promote the best deal ever made to mankind. The best offer ever been made. Salvation. A forever gift. A place called heaven. What a deal. Paid in full. And all we have to do is accept it. Receive it. It's all been done. How blessed are we in this? How blessed are we in this room to have that present tense knowledge right now? If we were to die, we'd be in heaven. I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know my soul is secure in Jesus Christ. I'm going to promote that for the rest of my life. As long as he gives me breath in this old body, this old carcass, I'd like to know. I want you to pray for me, and I want you to know I'd like to just give God the best, not the leftovers. And what's left in our lives? Just a few ticks of the clock. Just a little bit of time left. Let's get busy and promote what God is doing in our lives, and let's give God the glory Brother Bill.
Coca-Cola knows how to...